Chapter 20. We're back. It's not the most inviting decor, I say as I push a floating fish skeleton out of the way and knock on the door. I glance at my watch. We have to move fast. We've been underwater for almost 9.5 hours. We still need 2 hours to get back to the beach.
Go away, Nellie yells from inside. Didn't I tell you to stop bothering me?
The door swings open, and the sea witch has a scowl on her face. But suddenly her expression changes, softens. She blinks, and then blinks again. She's looking above my head, and I turn to see that she's staring at the king, and he's staring at her.
What do you want?
She asks. The king blushes. Nellie, I say. The king is here to offer you jewelry, if you'll save his daughter.
Right, the king says, snapping out of his trance. May we come in?
Nellie tears her eyes away from the king and checks out our whole group.
All of you?
Yes, I say. I put my hands on my hips and clench them into fists, hoping I look defiant.
I guess.
Nellie sweeps her arm to the side in an exaggerated gesture of welcome, and all 8 of us float march in.
I haven't seen you in years, the king says. No, you haven't,
Nellie says, tight-lipped. How do you know each other? I ask.
We went to elementary school together, the king says. We certainly did.
Nellie says, crossing her arms and slapping her tail against the ground.
How could I forget? You used to call me a horrible name.
The king's eyes widen in surprise.
What are you talking about? I called you Jelly Nellie.
She scowls.
Exactly. Jelly Nellie, because I reminded you of a jellyfish. So why is that horrible?
The king asks, his forehead wrinkling.
Because jellyfish are annoying and poisonous,
Nellie spits out. I'd have to agree. Jellyfish are kind of the mosquitoes of the sea. The king shakes his head.
Jellyfish are smart and beautiful and fascinating. They are not,
Nellie says, but her voice wavers.
They are so, he says. I called you Jelly Nellie because I had a crush on you.
Nellie blushes.
You did?
You did? We all echo. Now it's the king's turn to blush. Nellie makes a strange sound. Was it a giggle? She clears her throat.
Oh, I just assumed.
Her voice trails off.
I had no idea.
She wraps a strand of her dark hair around her finger. She giggles again. Is Nellie flirting? Does the sea witch like the king?
Well, now you know,
he says. He's all flushed.
It's nice to see you again.
Oh my goodness! Does he still like the witch? But then he shakes his head.
No. It's not nice. You have to help my daughter.
Nellie crosses her arms.
I don't have to do anything.
He straightens up, flirting forgotten.
We have jewels to offer you. In exchange for you changing the spell you put on Lana. Girls, show her what you have. Nellie, take whatever you want. But please, spare my daughter.
The oldest steps up and opens her hand to reveal a sparkling ring. I have a diamond engagement ring. The second oldest opens her hand next. I have emerald earrings. The third shows us a chunky bracelet.
It's 14-karat gold.
The fourth has 2 hoop earrings dangling on her thumb.
They're platinum.
Sasha, the youngest, steps up and points to her neck. I'm wearing a mother-of-pearl necklace. I guess you can have it.
Hold on a minute. That's my necklace, I exclaim.
Sasha shrugs. Don't you want to help Lana? I sigh.
You can have it, I tell Nellie.
Nellie eyes the goods.
She says, "They're pretty, but I already have my own jewelry."
She wiggles her fingers in front of us, and we see that they are glittering with jewels.
"Do you have anything else?"
We look at each other. We are empty-handed. We are out of stuff.
"You can have my Kojima paddles," Jonah offers.
"What's Kojima?" Nellie asks, intrigued.
"It's a game," Jonah says. "You and another person hit a ball back and forth. It's very fun."
Nellie's face clouds over.
"I don't want a game," she snarls. "Who am I going to play with? Samuel doesn't have hands. If you have nothing else to offer, I think we're done here."
A light bulb goes off in my head. She doesn't want Kojima paddles. She wants someone to play Kojima with. Before, I thought no one could love her because she was mean. But maybe she's so mean because no one loves her.
I know how to save Lana.
"Would you consider reversing the spells on Lana in exchange for a date?" I blurt out. Nellie blinks.
"Excuse me?"
"A date," I repeat. My mouth feels dry. This has to work. It just has to. Nellie blushes and looks down at the sandy floor.
"A date with whom?"
I glance at the king. His cheeks are just as red as Nellie's. He's just as lonely as Nellie. He swims forward.
"With me," he says.
Their eyes meet across the room.
"Really?"
she asks softly. He nods. He takes another step toward her.
"Would you like to go out sometime, Jelly Nellie? Or I can just call you Nellie." "Just Nellie is good," she says, and then giggles.
"Yes, this is going to work. Way to go, me. Speaking of going, we have to get a move on." "So do we have a deal?" I ask. "A date in exchange for reversing the spells? You can go to Salty's." "What if she hurts our dad?" the youngest mermaid cries. "She's a witch, and he's all we have left."
"Good point."
"Can you give us some sort of collateral?" the oldest mermaid asks, running her fingers through her short hair. Nellie nods toward the shark.
"You can keep Samuel as a pet until the date is done. He needs a babysitter anyway. He eats the couch when he's lonely." "Better the couch than me."
"So," I ask again, "do we have a deal?"
We all hold our breath.
Nellie and the king nod.
"Deal,"
they say simultaneously, and then they both laugh and turn red again.
"Let's shake on it,"
the king says, putting out his hand.
"Abby,"
Jonah says, tugging at my sleeve. "One sec, Jonah," I say, wanting to see how this ends. Nellie takes his outstretched hand. We wait for them to shake, but instead they both just stand there holding each other's hands. And holding. Still holding. Alrighty then.
"Abby," Jonah says again, "I don't feel so good. My chest feels heavy."
I glance at my watch. The potion is going to run out in 2 hours. We have to go.
"Abby,"
Jonah says again and crumples into a heap on the sandy ground. I lunge after him, but before I can reach him, the room starts to spin. I feel intense pressure on my chest, like someone's sitting on me, or like I'm underwater and I can't breathe.
Oh no, the potion ran out early.
"Jonah!" I try to yell, but nothing comes out. The people around me look murkier and murkier until I don't see anything at all.